God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, and bringing you Bible stories. God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. As Jesus was walking along the path, many people came to him and wanted to be part of his entourage. And Jesus said, "Cool it, cool it, cool it." And they said, "But I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to go and sit with my father because he's in the process of dying and I want to be there when he goes." And Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead. If you're going to follow me, follow me. Have no other claims upon yourself." And they thought that was pretty cold and they left. And the rich man came to Jesus and said, "I would follow you." And Jesus says, "You cannot follow me. You are owned by your possessions. You are owned by your wealth. And because you're owned by your wealth, you cannot have another master. You cannot have two masters." And the rich man went away sad and sorry because he could not give up his money. He could not turn his money over to anyone else and everything else and forget it and follow the teachings of the master itself. How much are we like that? How much are we that we want the path of spiritual peace and we want to be the spiritual fruit along the path? And because we have these other aspects about it, we become religious nuts. We become Bible-thumping people. We believe the Bible, but we don't practice what it teaches. We believe the teachers who come along and share their spiritual wisdom with us, but we don't practice it. We learn about being a practitioner, but we don't even practice it on ourselves. We are religious nuts. We are beings who have a sad opinion about what it is that we believe. We want to hear the story of the crucifixion of Jesus rather than the resurrection. We want to hear the story of the religious aspects of the Bible that are exciting and dynamic, where cruelty and anger are there, where the wars are of the Old Testament, and where all sorts of things are in the New Testament, where exciting things take place. And we forget that Jesus was a teacher of love, a teacher of peace. He was a teacher not of religious tomfoolery. He was a teacher not of the religious nut. He taught the religious truths. But he not only taught them, he lived them. Now you and I, if we're going to be in any way aware of the Bible or any way aware of our spiritual heritage, whatever nationality we may be, whatever religion we may be, if we're going to be aware, we want to practice it. We want to practice it not as a religious nut, but as a religious pundit, as one who really believes it and follows it with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being. To do this takes quite a change, because if you are with others and they all kneel and pray, and you don't kneel, you stand out like a sore thumb. Now, can you stand out like a sore thumb and still pray? We had a seminar, and it was in an upper room of a beautiful hotel up on the mountainside. And as we had this seminar, everyone wanted to sit on the floor, so we sat on the floor. Well, one woman came along, and she was in her 80s, and she didn't sit on the floor because it wasn't comfortable for her to do so. And so she sat on a chair. And not one person in that room saw her sitting on a chair. Everyone saw her a part of the group, a part of the flow of this seminar, and it was glorious. Now, that woman was a dedicated student. She was with me for 20 years more. A marvelous, wonderful lady. All the time, she did what she felt was comfortable for her. Not contrary to others, But because of some condition in her body, she needed to sit on a chair instead of the floor. And so she did. Now, she could have stood out like a sore thumb, but she followed the program as much as anybody else, perhaps even more, because she was comfortable in her physical body as she was in her mental spiritual body. Bible stories are lots of fun, but when we read them out of context, they cease to be as valuable as reading them in context. Because a lot of times, a story is a story, and we take it as truth rather than a parable. We take it as something that's gospel rather than something that's interesting and fictional. All these things are just methods of sharing the universal truth. Bible stories are the teachings of a religious philosophy to a people who are ready to hear it. Read the Bible as you wish. Read your religious books as you wish, and learn what they have to say. But always remember, the Bible teaches God is a God of love and peace and harmony, and that's what we are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.